USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters say the atmosphere is reloading to drop damaging and dangerous storms from Texas to Georgia. This after severe weather drilled the plains and the Mississippi Valley this week. Storms including what meteorologists called preliminary tornadoes damaged homes in Louisiana yesterday. President Biden is signing executive actions aimed at new gun restrictions.
Taking steps to confront not just the gun crisis, but what is actually a public health crisis. Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment.
Biden also tapping a big gun control advocate to lead the ATF. David Chipman was a veteran at the ATF before joining a gun control group. Biden made the announcement during his Rose Garden event and called Chipman the right person at this important moment to lead the ATF. USA Radio News.
Woke culture. It's choking America. Erasing our history. Threatening our freedoms, our laws, and even our police. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the secret woke agenda and the hidden players behind this very dangerous movement. Watch Stinchfield tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV as he reveals the real dangers to you and your family. Everyone is talking about Stinchfield because each night he gives you the cold, hard truth you need to know. Newsmax is now America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, Vizio, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching. So find out about woke and its dangerous plans for America on Grant Stinchfield tonight. Just tune into Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Florida lawmakers are passing legislation to clean up a potentially toxic waste site near Tampa Bay. State senators on Wednesday passing an amendment that would allocate $3 million to clean up the Piney Point facility, which has been leaking wastewater from an old phosphate plant since last week. State of emergency was declared in Manatee County last week, and over 300 homes in the area were told to evacuate. Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. The Labor Department saying 744,000 people filed last week, which is 16,000 more than the previous week's report's revised figure. Analysts were predicting the number would be closer to 670,000. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More Republican senators are speaking out about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Illegal crossings on the southern border are at a 15-year high, according to Border Patrol data. Republican lawmakers say that the current surge is because of President Biden's reversal of the border policies of the previous administration. Congressman Michael McCaul says the result has been a humanitarian crisis. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that cartels and smugglers have taken advantage of families looking to get to the United States.
By rescinding the political asylum agreements we had with Mexico to remain in Mexico and Central American countries, we kept these applicants outside the United States. The reversal of that policy under the Trump administration, with Biden reversing these policies, he has created a boondoggle for the traffickers, where they exploit these children, they separate them from their parents in Central America, and take them up this very dangerous journey.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Masters is underway from Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. One of the PGA Tour's most prestigious tournaments returns to its regular April spot after it was pushed back to November last year. A limited number of fans will be allowed at this year's event. Among the favorites to take home the green jacket are Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Rory McIlroy. Johnson came away as a winner in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.